we'll say good night to Jim Wilson, our man in Cove. Jim.
Good night, Derek, and everybody there.
So, what's it all about this week? Tell me.
Well, this week I went and I spoke with marine ecologist Dr. Louise Firth from the School of Biological Earth and Environmental Sciences, known better as BEES, in UCC. And we went to investigate what is called a living seawall. And it's the first of its kind in Ireland. And it was installed on a slipway in the centre of Cove under the shadow of St. Colman's Cathedral. And it was amazing. It was a slipway I grew up playing on, fishing for crabs with an old bone and a bit of string and all that. And Louise got the idea, I think, from people in New South Wales and Australia, and decided to give it a go here because the marine is her love. And that was it, really. And we went down and we had a look at it.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for taking the time to come down and check out the living seawalls in Cork.
Well, living seawall. I mean, seawalls, I was grow up with seawalls, and most of them are like part of the Canberra here, flat. Maybe a few barnacles and a little few bits of seaweed. But this is completely different. For the listeners, can you give us a verbal description of what we're looking at here?
Yeah, sure. So as the name suggests, it's living seawalls. So the number one thing that it's designed for is for life. And by life, I mean marine life. So when the tide is in, it's covered by the sea. And we're here at low tide at the moment. Obviously, we're able to actually see what's living on it as we have this glimpse while the tide is out. So it's really developed and built for marine life.
Okay.
But looking at it, obviously, it's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
One might even say it's an art installation.
It actually would. If we put a label on it, people would come down and take photographs as an art installation. I would think so. And on our website, we'll put up some photographs and that. Great. So that people can see what we're talking about.
Yes.
Where did the idea come from?
Australia. So colleagues in Australia are the originators behind it. So the original living seawall was in Sydney Harbour, right under the famous Sydney Opera House.
Really?
and the bridge. But it's now, it's a global phenomenon. So in 2021, the Living Seawalls was shortlisted for the Earthshot Prize, which is this big environmental prize. They didn't win, but just getting shortlisted obviously catapults it, you know, into the global
scale. Especially
sphere.
On the global scale.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Being shortlisted was great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it really shone a light on conservation in a marine and coastal and urban ecology context. And following that, people from all over the world were looking to install living seawalls in their various places. And at the time, I was living in Plymouth in the UK. I was one of those people who put up my hand and said, hey, we want one of these. Can we install one?
Wow.
So you can kind of view it as a bit of a franchise.
Yeah.
Now I moved to Cork a couple of years ago and I did the same. I wanted to install one here.
And so, are there many in Ireland?
No, this is the only one for now. Yep. So Cork, number one.
Sure, number one. Absolutely always. What are these? They're not all the same. I'm looking at them all now and there's a number of different styles. Can you explain why they're all different?
Yep. So on this one, we have five different panel types.
Okay.
There's 60 in total. We've got 12 of each. This one here, well, let's start with this one. We'd call this the control. So while this is an installation for marine life, it's an experiment at the same time. And we need to have replication and we need to have controls as part of the experimental process.
And why is it called a control?
Because it's flat and simple and that mimics the original seawall that we see.
Like I just mentioned earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
this is
sort of the base comparison.
Okay, right.
And then we have four other types. Let's go with this one here. This one is called the swim through. So obviously you can see fish, crabs, organisms can go in behind. They can hide here from predators. So it's a bit of a refuge, essentially from the predators and also the environmental conditions. Mm-hmm. On a very sunny day, you can imagine the sun beating down here. So a little bit of shade can be very beneficial for the organisms that live here. So that's the swim through. This one here, we call the ridges, okay?
For obvious reasons.
There's
lots of ridges, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's no holes in that one.
No. That one is literally just increasing the surface area, so there's more space for organisms to attach to, greater habitat availability. And you can imagine, again, on a sunny day, sun beating down, there's shade, there's crevices, there's nooks and crannies to hide out in.
Right, okay.
And then we've got two that are similar, that are artificial rock pools. So this one here, the rock pools are just a little bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one here, you've got smaller rock pools.
Okay.
And organisms will typically choose a site based on their body size. So if you have small holes and big holes, you'll obviously get a greater number of organisms. So the water retention is really important.
Right, okay. Yeah. So diversity of surfaces basically is what we're
exactly
looking at.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're mimicking mini rock pools, as you say, and then all sorts of nooks and crannies for creatures to live in. And how long is this installation in?
So this one was installed in September 2025.
Oh,
so
wow.
Very new and very early days.
Already there's...
Yes.
And as you go from deeper in the water to the top, you can see the changes even very clearly, which is nice. So there's obviously, it's not the same creatures at full depth. You have different creatures at plants. Well, of course, seaweeds are, we can argue and discuss whether seaweeds are plants or animals, can't we? So, as far as I remember, they're a funny bunch. But yeah, I'm looking at down the bottom, it's very brown. So what's all the brown... colonists, we'll call them, that have taken up home.
Yeah, it's obvious-ish now. It'll become more obvious over time.
Okay.
So if we come back in 6 months or a year, those differences you're talking about are going to be even more obvious. Yeah. But right now, the brown that you're looking at here, I would refer to that as it's a biofilm.
Okay.
So it'll basically be like this mat of bacteria, fungus, viruses even.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just a film of life.
You get viruses in the sea?
Oh yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, there'll be everything here.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, but this is great food.
Okay.
And fodder for organisms to mm-hmm. feed on. Mm-hmm. And attach to as well.
Right.
But the green algae, like you say, this is very predictable. It's almost totally green at the moment.
Yeah.
That's early in the day. So okay. There's a process called ecological succession.
Okay. Yeah.
And it basically is how it's the predictable change of life over time.
So it's like people would relate to that. If you have a patch of garden and you do nothing with it, it'll eventually become a forest.
Exactly.
And that's the succession
exactly.
you're talking about.
Exactly.
And this is
exactly
the same.
The same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we've
okay.
just yeah,
wow.
we're starting from scratch.
Scratch,
here.
Yeah. And I mean I would have come down here and said, oh, this must be in here 5 or 10 years. So this is literally in just about a year.
Yeah, not even.
Not even a year.
Not even a year.
And already
year in September.
It's a success.
Yeah, and come the summer. So
yes.
We missed so you have the autumn bloom when mm-hmm. there's loads of plankton mm-hmm. in the water, and you have the spring bloom with a lot of plankton in the water. So we missed the autumn bloom last year. We were just a little bit late for it, but we are obviously going to catch the spring bloom. So I predict over the next few months, you know, when the water warms up, there's more plankton, a lot of things are going to settle out
mm-hmm.
and they're going to take up residence on these panels, and it's going to change a lot over the next 6 months. So I've already spotted there's a tiny little germlings of what's called porphyra. So this is a red alga
mm-hmm.
that is already starting
I believe
to
you.
Settle. So
you're happy with that?
Happy with that. That's
yeah.
that's different since the last time I was here. We've got some winkles here, small
yeah,
snails.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're already taking
it
up residence.
It doesn't take them long, so.
No. And these are mobile, so they're just crawling in from the
mm-hmm.
wall.
Mm-hmm.
Other things will actually settle out of the water column, so they'll actually live directly on it rather than migrating onto it.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
And like, I remember, because I'm not joking, I grew up on this slipway learning about everything by catching crabs and stuff
yeah.
like that, but we had raw sewage going in literally just from the other side of the pier here
mm-hmm.
for you know eons
yeah.
and I always associated the big green mats of seaweed as a sign of pollution.
It does well in areas where you have pollution. It's very tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't necessarily tell you that it is polluted.
Yeah.
So by the green seaweed being here, that's just early succession, basically.
Okay.
As soon as you create any kind of bare space in the marine environment, that's going to be the first thing to colonize.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's not telling us this is polluted. It's just
right.
a predictable part of the
okay.
process.
Okay.
Yeah, a winkle.
A little winkle.
That's an edible winkle.
Yeah.
You might have eaten them as a...
Yeah, I did.
Fella, yeah.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
So that's a juvenile.
But most Irish people wouldn't have eaten them.
No, I ate them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember eating
Lahinch.
Them. Yeah. Yeah, oh, very good. Okay.
yeah,
well, you see, in the harbour, we were warned about eating.
Oh, no, yeah. You wouldn't
like
be eating
here.
Them from
no,
around
no,
here.
No, 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 no,
yeah.
no. So the green is not necessarily pollution,
But they're like the pioneer species?
That's exactly what we call them. Okay. They are called pioneer species. Yeah. So that's a technical term. Yeah.
Okay. Did someone do some sort of a study to come up with the shapes and the design of this?
You mentioned the word mimicry earlier.
Yes.
So the people in Sydney who are behind designing this. Mm-hmm. So there's a company called Reef Design Lab. Sorry, they're based in Melbourne, not Sydney. They're the people behind the designs, but they spoke to scientists and mm-hmm. people who are experts in the area, and the idea behind them is that they are mimicking natural features and natural organisms. Mm-hmm. So we don't have the panel here, but there's one called the kelp. Holdfast.
Okay.
And kelp is that large brown seaweed, and mm-hmm. it has quite a complex anchor.
Yeah, which people often think is the roots of it, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's the anchor point. Yeah. So it's called the holdfast.
Yes. Yeah, which the.
Yeah. So that panel mimics the holdfast. There's another one that we don't have here that mimics oysters.
Okay.
So it has the shape of oysters.
All right. Okay.
That one we installed in Plymouth actually. So actually, and the kelp holdfast. Two of those are in Plymouth. And these ones are more sort of geological mimicry. Yeah.
Okay.
It would have been informed through conversation with experts and based on what's available locally.
Right. And obviously it looks really good too from a teaching point of view. Yeah?
Yes, and already we're using it in our teaching in UCC. So we've had field trips for the geography students, for the School of Biology, Earth and Environmental Science students have been on field trips. The idea is in the future we'll team up with schools as well. So there'll be a school education component. Actually, this summer we're going to be working with local artists, Tools of the Trade, who partner up with the local schools in Cork City. So this is going to be a feature with Tools of the Trade. And there'll be an exhibition in City Hall with those schools in June.
Wow.
And that'll also be part of Cruinneo na n-Óg. Yeah. And then there'll also be the Carnival of Science in Fitzgerald Park in June as well.
You obviously don't sit around with your feet up.
Well, to be fair, you can't install this and then just walk away.
Well,
this requires attention and promotion, and that's why we're here. That's
exactly
why we're
doing it. Heard all about it, and we'll have you back to talk about limpets and all things limpet. Okay.
I look forward to
Listen,
it.
Listen, thanks a million.
You're
thanks,
very welcome.
Louise. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much indeed, Louise. Sounds very interesting, Jim.
Yes, Derek, it was fascinating. And it was what struck me most is it looked like it had been there for decades. Mm. And to have all that marine growth on this fantastic looking wall in less than a year was amazing. Absolutely amazing.